Jolie Wentworth is the recipient of the Rebecca Broussard grant for a value of, what, $30,000, Jolie? That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's such an honor to be among so many great riders up for this award, and to actually receive it is a huge honor.
It really is huge, and it was the highlight of the awards luncheon here today at the USEA convention. So once you knew about it today, I mean, have you had a moment to think about what this will enable you to do that you weren't able to do before?
Well, it's been kind of a whirlwind. They keep it very hush-hush and very quiet, so you don't actually know that you're going to receive the award. They build a lot of anticipation, which is great. It really brings out kind of your true feelings, I suppose. But no, I haven't really had a chance to think about it. You don't want to get that far ahead and make all these plans and have these hopes going on and then it not continue, you know, and then not being able to do it. What this award is going to allow, though, is for me to have freedom. It's going to allow me and my horse to decide what to do, and the financial side of it is not going to be an issue, which I've never had before. So if we want to go to Europe a couple weeks ahead of time and run a couple of events before I run a big event, it's going to allow us to do that instead of a mad scramble to try and just raise the funds to do something.
Well, just give us a quick picture, Jolie, of your career so far and what the highlights are, so we get it in perspective of where you're going to go then in the future, thanks to this grant.
Well, I have completed Rolex. In 2009, I was the Rookie Rider of the Year, which was really exciting. I was highest placed new rider. I have my new horse, Goodnight, who has been steadily rising and continuing to improve many of his skills, and his experience level has certainly gone through the roof this last year. We are most likely going to still continue to go to Rolex this year. And then in the fall, maybe we'll go to Poe, maybe Lemulin, Burley. I mean, now the sky's the limit, so anything's possible.
Well, you have a trainer, but obviously you have aspirations to be recognized as a potential team rider, don't you, as well? So you'll have the support then, will you, as you go onto this next level, but with the benefit of this grant?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I have been with my current trainer, Tracy Bowman, for a very long time. I've been with her since I was 8 years old, which is very unusual. She and I have a very, very close-knit relationship, and we're very excited to be working with David O'Connor now, because he is getting your personal coaches more involved. And I think that that is a huge key to having a success in the future. Tracy and I work on a daily basis where we are going to see David O'Connor maybe 4 times a year, and he's going to give his input. But Tracy is really the person and the backbone behind all of this. And I think that that's going to be a big key to having success internationally, through the Olympics, through the WEGs, and beyond.
Well, as we know, Becky Broussard is, of course, the inspiration behind this award, and it's her daughter, Sarah, who presented it today. What would you say to the family in terms of that contribution to the sport of eventing, because they've presented this award now for the second year? What do you feel that it's actually going to do for the sport of eventing by having this grant?
Well, I think the Broussard family is changing the sport of eventing. I think that they, by getting behind so many new up-and-coming riders through this grant, through other grants that they provide, through their event, through owning horses, they are completely changing the face of eventing by giving so many riders opportunities that we maybe never would have. And that, I mean, you can't thank them enough for that, because it's such, with their generosity and their ambition and the way that they see the future is, I mean, it's pretty great.
Well, we should also point out that you live in Northern California, so you have always the geographical challenges to get to the principal events around the country anyway. So this grant will obviously help you as you plan your season or where you're going to event around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. We have amazing events in California. Robert Keller House, the Baxters, everybody who runs events in California, they do an amazing job, and it really gives us just as great of an advantage to compete at Rolex and at Fairhill and several other events. It gives us just as many opportunities, and it gives us the opportunity for success, I should say. But what this grant will do will allow me to have the best preparation that I can possibly have in order to go to Rolex. If I feel like I need to run a new and different course, or run on turf that we don't have in California, or just the gas money to drive to Rolex, it's going to allow us the freedom to do what we feel is right.
Terrific. Well, congratulations again, Jolie. Very exciting for you to have this honor as well, to be the second recipient of the Rebecca Broussard Award, and the very best of luck with your career as you go forward now.
Thank you very much. It is an amazing honor, and I really thank everybody behind it. So, thank you.